HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
So let's step forward together. Ka hoake tono tātou. Let's keep moving.
I cherish the idea of a new South Africa.
Will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Aight, listen, why do we need politics? This question seems like $1 million, but isn't really. We need politics for two simple reasons. One, we're the future and we need to represent ourselves and the country in a better light. And two, because it's fun, it's interesting, and it's important. This is Aniket and I host the evening show on 94.3 Radio 1. And me, along with Fabian Sir, getting you Politics for Dummies, where we understand politics then and now. We understand politics right and left. So, what are you waiting for? Put on your headphones and strap on, because you are going to have a ride of your life. Welcome. Joining us today is Mr. Fabian.
Welcome to the final year-end episode of Politics for Dummies. This is Aniket, and finally joining us after a full entire 9 months of separation is our Professor Fabian. We met in February, we did 3 episodes, and then we just completely separated from each other, and the only thing that got us together was the internet. How does it feel to be here right now?
Well, I like to be with you offline.
Nice.
I prefer that.
Great. So, hoping that the new variant of the pandemic virus does not ruin our plans of staying together as a teacher and a student. And I hope that we get to do more episodes in person like this. Now, Fabian, let's start with the fact that the new variant is from the same place that we're going to discuss today. And the triangle, the love triangle between China, Taiwan and USA. Let's talk about that, because that's the biggest topic right now on the internet. So what do you have to talk about this now?
Well, I like the way you put it as love triangle. It is love and
hate triangle.
And also many calculations.
Mm-hmm.
So what is happening is that, you know, there has been an increase in aggressive activity on the part of PRC, People's Republic of China,
yeah,
towards Taiwan,
mm-hmm,
which was earlier known as Republic of China,
yeah,
ROC.
Yeah.
So you had the PRC, mm-hmm, and the ROC.
Okay.
And if you permit me to go back in history for a while.
Please do.
Okay. Taiwan was ceded to Japan in 1895.
Mm-hmm.
There was a war between China and Japan.
Yeah.
And Japan surrendered in September 1945.
Okay.
You're talking about the Second World War.
Yeah.
Now, at that time, China was ruled by Chiang Kai-shek,
mm-hmm,
Marshal.
Okay.
Chiang Kai-shek.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was the Republic of China.
Alright.
Okay. And so, he took over, his government took over Taiwan.
Okay.
But there was civil war in China between Chiang Kai-shek and Mao Zedong.
Okay. Mao, huh? Yeah.
That was a longish one.
Yeah.
There was a period of truce when they were both fighting the Japanese.
Okay.
But after 45,
yeah,
Japan surrendered,
mm-hmm,
the civil war got worse.
Okay.
And by 1949, October, the civil war was won by Mao.
Yeah.
And Chiang Kai-shek fled to Taiwan. And he declared that that was the capital of the Republic of China.
Okay.
Now comes America.
Mm-hmm.
America was surprised, shocked by the victory of Mao Zedong.
Okay.
And America refused to recognize the ground realities.
Okay.
Well, America has done it more than once.
Yeah. Privilege. Typical white privilege.
Even in the case of the, you know, Russian Revolution.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But at the same time, America neglected or didn't take care of Chiang Kai-shek.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was 1945.
Okay.
But when the Korean War started, 1950,
okay,
and later when the PLA, People's Liberation Army, got in, well, then America woke up. And America sort of, you know, got closer to ROC,
okay,
Republic of China. And that Republic of China continued to sit on the Security Council.
Okay.
As a permanent member.
Okay.
Because don't forget, yeah, it was ROC which has signed the charter.
Yeah.
Okay. And in fact, in 1950, America even told us, let ROC be there.
Mm-hmm.
You also come in as a permanent member.
Okay. Okay.
So that, you know, China, the PRC will be cut off.
Yeah.
We didn't agree.
Okay.
Any case, didn't make any sense.
Okay.
Because the charter cannot be changed unless USSR also agreed.
Okay.
And they were not talking to each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a different matter.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 1955,
okay,
America signed a treaty,
mm-hmm,
defense treaty,
okay,
with ROC.
Okay.
Okay. Now, it said that, you know, this can be denounced by either side,
okay,
with 1 year notice.
Okay.
And America denounced it in 1978.
Okay.
Why? Because Kissinger went to China in 1971.
Okay.
If you remember, he passed through Delhi. He went to Pakistan. Then it was reported that he was not keeping well.
Okay.
Diplomatic illness.
Mm-hmm.
He smuggled himself to China, met with Mao Zedong. All done with Pakistan's assistance.
Yeah.
Then later on, 72, Nixon went.
Yeah.
That was a shoku.
Okay.
For the Japanese.
Okay.
Okay. And 1979, they established resident diplomatic relations.
Okay.
So before that, mm-hmm, in 1978, America denounced the defense treaty.
Okay.
But later, in 79 and itself, they had the Taiwan Relations Act.
Okay.
Which said that America will assist Taiwan, you know, to have enough defense capability.
Okay.
And that America will continue to be in touch with the people of Taiwan, not the ROC.
Yeah, people of Taiwan, yeah.
Trade-wise, cultural-wise, and all that sort of thing. Because both ROC and PRC had argued that there is only one China.
Yeah.
You know, to which people, yeah, on this side of the Taiwan Strait and that side of the Taiwan Strait belonged.
Okay. So, why does China... Okay, like, it is a little evident and a little clear that the Chinese government refuses to acknowledge the existence of Taiwan. And this is like a very big thing on the internet where... what happened at the Tiananmen Square, what happened with Taiwan, or anyone, there was this famous wrestler called John Cena who addressed Taiwan as a separate entity and then he was completely blacklisted in China. What do Chinese, you know, officials want here?
Well, for PRC,
yeah,
Taiwan is a renegade province.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a province which has,
you know, kind of
declared its independence,
yeah,
which is wrong, and it should be brought back.
Okay.
They're very sensitive about it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? In Rome, I used to interact not only with the Chinese ambassador, but also with the ambassador of Taiwan,
yeah,
to the Holy See.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they were very sensitive about it. And in fact, for the Indian Republic Day,
yeah,
I never invited the Formosa ambassador to the Holy See.
Okay.
Because
it was is this the same thing that's happening in Hong Kong? Because right before the pandemic began, it was established as one of the biggest you know, revolution or what's the right word to use here? The protest. It was one of the biggest protests that was happening in Hong Kong, where they wanted to be an independent, you know, from the mainland. Remember 2019 end, where the police in Hong Kong were taking people and they were like, you know, I don't know, seppuku them or something like that. But that was happening. So is the same story with Hong Kong as well?
Not exactly. In Hong Kong, as you remember, in 1997,
yeah,
you know, there was a 99-year-old lease, and so it was, you know, given back to China. But there was an agreement between the United Kingdom and PRC that one country, two systems.
Yeah.
That is, whatever system of governance which Hong Kong had will remain.
Yeah.
It, you know, but Chinese have backtracked on that, mm-hmm. and they are sort of, you know, making Hong Kong indistinguishable part of China. That is, they have gone back on the promise.
Okay. So what is the situation like right now? If we have to sum this up at this point of time, how are we going to go ahead and do this?
Yes, but before that, I just want to bring to your notice
yeah.
a couple of facts.
Okay.
China is, 14, 18 million people.
Yeah.
ROC or Taiwan is only 23.8.
That's significantly
okay.
lower.
China's GDP will be about, so high compared to Taiwan's, you know.
Yeah.
Purchasing power parity. But purchasing power parity, Taiwan is better
okay.
per capita.
Okay.
It's
okay.
about three
okay.
to four times.
Okay.
You know what I mean. And China is an autocracy.
Yeah.
Xi Jinping has
yeah.
concentrated all the powers.
Yes.
Taiwan is now a democracy.
Yeah.
It was not always.
Okay.
Okay. And in China, there is only one party.
Yeah.
Taiwan is a multi-party system.
Okay.
Okay. So now comes the question, is Taiwan independent?
Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way. It has got missions in 113 countries.
Okay.
But only 17 countries have given it the diplomatic status, embassy. For example, in Delhi, they don't have an embassy, but they have got an office.
Okay.
Trade, economic cooperation.
Okay.
So they are not independent
in
that sense.
Okay.
Except that a few countries have recognized.
Okay.
Now, the thing is this, if Taiwan, forges towards independence, China gets very worked up.
Yeah.
But what we all want to see
yeah.
is that PRC should not take unilateral action
okay.
through military means or otherwise.
Okay.
Intimidate Taiwan
yeah.
and annex it.
Yeah.
That will be wrong.
Yeah.
The status quo should remain.
Okay.
And that is what America wants. That is what Biden told Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
And India also is the same view.
Yeah.
You cannot use force to overthrow the status quo.
Okay. Now, here's just a question, and this is more on extempo basis. Why is China like this?
Well, we have to understand that China is now going through a phase of assertiveness.
Okay.
Aggressiveness.
Okay.
There was previous president of China who said, bide your time.
Okay.
Hide your strength.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But Xi Jinping has a different
agenda.
Philosophy. He has sort of nominated himself as president forever,
uh-huh.
president for life, and I suppose he wants to see something important happen.
Okay.
And he also considers that America, of course, is militarily stronger than China, but geopolitically,
yeah.
America is coming down, and America may not want a war over Taiwan.
Yeah.
So when America is busy with something else, they can probably do something. And by intimidating Taiwan, maybe Taiwanese people will say, okay, let us have a little conversation. So it's an intimidatory tactic or technique.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay. So right now, we don't see Xi Jinping going anywhere, right? Right now, we also see China kind of toppling down governments in their debt trap. This entire year, we've learned a lot about China, starting from its interference in elections, its assertiveness. It's absolutely a theory. I'm not agreeing to anything that's out there. But we all can agree that the COVID virus actually came from the continent of China, right? Asia, China. So we at least agree on that. So a lot of things that happened this year come from one place. The origin is China. We kind of learned a lot about China this year. Also, we learned a lot about the US elections, the Russians. We went all the back in time and learned about Alexander the Great, Cleopatra. This year, we also learned about our region, SAARC. We learned a little bit about Myanmar, the coup that happened there. We learned the relations as between New Zealand, Japan, and...
Japan, Australia, and... AUKUS.
AUKUS, yeah.
rather awkward August.
Awkward August. So yeah, that, and then we did a couple of more other episodes as well, you know, talking about what's happening in the world. And
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan, Taliban takeover. That was one of the biggest stories of this year politically. So, Fabian, what are your predictions for 2022? You've seen the world unfold and fold on itself multiple times. What do you think? What will happen in 2022?
Okay, let me put it this way. By Christmas time and New Year time, we shall greet each other and say that peace and goodwill on earth to each other.
Yeah.
Well, we don't always practice what we say.
Mm.
So unless our behavior changes, just because the calendar year changes, things need not improve. Unless the human behavior changes.
Okay.
It depends on us.
Okay. Yeah, 100%. 100%. It depends on humans. And of course, we are scum. So.
But I can also tell you
that
the temperature rise will continue.
Okay.
Because so many, all of us talk about, you know, 1.5 degree.
Yeah.
Cap.
Yeah, we talk about.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense. We have already done 1.1.
Yeah.
So let us speak.
0.3.
Plain English,
0.4. 0.4. Fabian is giving us a 0.1 thing. I say 0.3 as much as possible, because if more than that, we're definitely doomed.
Yeah.
Right?
So plain English is better than convoluted speech.
Exactly. Fabian with us, and this was the end for Politics for Dummies for 2021. We'll see you back in 2022 with brand new topics, brand new conversations, and probably continuing with this brand new set. This was a sneak peek of what's to come. We'll see you. Let's wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all our listeners and to the whole world.
A whole world, yes. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Vasudevaya Kudumbakam.
Oh yes, the whole world is my family. Don't forget that. We'll see you soon, guys. Till then, bye-bye.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.